Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Back to Reality, and thank you for joining us. So, I am Asma, your humble host. I am a student of English literature. And in here, I have with me two very dear guests, Zainab and Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a really big pleasure for me to join you for this discussion. I am Bita, a medical student from Iran.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Zainab Sadat. I'm from Iran and I have my MINTFL teaching English as a foreign language. And it's my pleasure to be here today in this discussion.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for joining us in today's episode. In many cases, as you travel through different parts of the world, you would see that people are different in color, in culture, in their different rituals, in their religion, and whatever. The thing which is very interesting is that the place that you've been born in, I mean, the geographical condition of your life, the kind of people that you've been born to, you know what I mean? The culture of people is going to have some effect on you. I don't know if you agree with me or not.
I do agree. You know,
some
there is something like jabr. There is an obligation. You know, you
cannot choose which is where obligation, you live. Actually.
Yeah, exactly. You cannot choose your family. You cannot choose your wealth from when you're born. And there are something like that. But the thing is, right now we're talking about the effect of these matters on your personality.
You know, there's this thing in literature that we have it, which is the naturalistic point of view. It says that nature and your parents, your genes are going to define
nature
you.
Nature and nurture.
Yeah. These are the things that are going to define you, which is actually, which has got an which has got a pessimistic point of view.
And even in this century, even, it is a controversial discussion, I think, that even scientists cannot prove the point that it's whether it is the genes or the situation in the atmosphere you are living in that will, you know, somehow decide that what you are. And the thing is, it's not only moral or spiritual, it is even physical.
Yeah, exactly.
And this physical aspect is even stronger than that.
Is the color, the accent, the language.
Exactly. Even the race.
So all these things have been affected by the place you've been born with and the parents who are siring you.
But, you know, I have a different view of this.
You're welcome.
Of this topic. You know, I personally believe that our innate, our nature decides most of our features.
Oh, so you side with those people who talk about fitrat and the thing that is called the soul, I guess.
You know, Asma, I think that most of our features are decided by our fitrat, as you said, but a meager percentage might go for geography, weather, the place we are born in, and that is not deniable. But the fact is that if your parents teach you how to be kind, if you are born and raised in a good family who are against violence and teach you not to bother people, that would make a lot difference.
Yeah. So you do believe that it is the thing that makes a difference is you yourself.
Yourself to the most part. I cannot deny that.
So 70 part of your character is made
70 is a good number. Yes. That's a good amount.
And then the rest goes to geographical conditions, parents.
Yes, and even if you look at the statistics, you can see that the rate of crime in Asian countries is higher than those of the Western countries.
You are opening a box of worms, Pandora's box.
This amount is, you know, higher in European countries because of their rules. For example, you know, carrying gun in, you know, American countries is something that is
free.
Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in our country, you cannot just, you know,
Asian
take a gun
country
and go to,
is not
to
Muslim
she
countries.
Actually,
I'm talking about non-Muslim countries.
You mean, for example,
Asian countries with certain geographical features.
But the thing is, it's better to just not make it that much national or something.
Yeah.
We're talking internationally about human beings right now.
Yes.
And the thing is, you are talking about fitrat. You know, the meaning of fitrat means a special
instinct.
Yeah, instinct and the special way of creation you have.
Yeah.
We are all humans, so we have some same, you know, way of being created. And this is not the fact, actually, we're going to talk about. Because, yes, we have two eyes, we have two hands. And physically, for example, we are the same, mm-hmm. but we have differences. And we are talking about these little and delicate differences. And this is the matter, actually. You
the
know?
Things that matter are the little things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bita, there's a very interesting thing, which is psychological. I don't know if you remember anything about collective unconscious. They say that all the human beings are one.
Mm-hmm.
And considering this one human being, we all have the same set of thinking. For example, all of us would believe that a spring is associated with the color green, with fertility. It is so blissful. We all think that winter is depressing. Actually, not me, everyone
me
else. And so on, you know. The color black is the color of depression. The color white is the color of purity.
Happiness,
and
yeah.
whatever. I'm just giving you the idea of collective unconscious. They say that we all have the same thing in our brain. So no matter where you have been born, no matter what kind of parents you have, all of you are going to have the same sort of thinking, the same key points, you know. Like, imagine you in your brain you have a bookshelf and the books have been put there, which is going to act like the archetypal pattern that we call it. I do agree with the idea of collective mm-hmm. unconscious. We all have, because it is just like what we call it in our religion, in Islam also, we call it fitrat.
Mm-hmm.
So what Zainab is talking about is mostly like a fitrat as a collective unconscious. Mm-hmm. We all have the same unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is that the place you're going to born in and the people that are going to surround you are going to have a lot of effect on that. Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back to your audience. This is IRIB English Radio. We are having a discussion in your Back to Reality. Imagine that you have been born in a country which is suffering from war. At an age that you need protection, you need support from your parents, you need love, you need to go to school, have a very grateful schooling, and then have different sort of friends, enjoy your childhood.
Even some basic needs, like
food.
Food, yeah,
even
nurture.
Food. So as a kid, you're suffering from the most miserable situation. So this is going to affect your adulthood, your youth.
Exactly.
You're not going to be as optimistic as other people born to a more prosperous family and country are.
The thing is, we're talking about the effect that, for example, your geographical part that you were born in has on you. The thing is, no matter where you live, no matter where you've born, no matter which country, which family you're from, there is a beautiful quote that tells, no matter you were born poor, the problem is when you will die poor. So you can change your life.
Uh-huh,
and
so
this
nice.
Change, you know, and you can make that change no matter where you are, no matter where you live, no matter how other people affect you.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the inner and outer things will affect you. You cannot just control them. You cannot even try to control them.
Yes.
You know what? And it's not only about some moral issues, even economical issues and something like that. For example, when you are born in a family which is poor, your facilities and your opportunities that you have in life for growing up is less than the person who were born in a family that is kind of rich or something. Even in educational system that we have, you know, for example, when you are wealthier, you have more money, you can be better. And this is something that you cannot just deny it.
Yeah. So Zainab, there's this obligational features that have been imposed on us, which is the place we've been born and the things that we talked about, the parentings and the friends that we have, the culture, society, country that we've been born in. It would actually have an effect on us, but then comes our own characteristics. We have been nurtured in that society, but at the very same time, we grow older, we can read more of books, we could have different experiences, we could try to nurture our soul in a way that is going to help us be more developed. Yes. That is going to make those problems have less effects on me.
Yes.
Now, let me just talk about something very much interesting. You know, there was this documentary that I was watching. It was talking about different traits of people of a special place. It was talking about this fact that the people who've been born in this area of the world are more generous than the people who are born in this part of the world. The people of this part of the world have more satisfaction with the facilities they have. For example, if I call facility a luxurious house, a luxurious car, and too much of money and whatever, to that person, satisfaction is just having a shelter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way they were just bringing evidence through people made it clear for me that geographical points actually have some effects on our life. And it is going to make us, for example, generous, make us, I don't know, more satisfied because you have been surrounded with the kind of people that are all like you.
Surrounded by us.
And you have been nurtured like them.
For example, the people who live in the south part of Iran are known for being gregarious.
For their warmth.
Yes, for their warmth. And I don't know other characteristics.
Yeah.
People of north are known for their, for example, good taste of food.
Yeah. The place that you've been born is going to have some effects on you.
But, you know, Asma, if you go in depth of these people, we can see that this does not hold to be true for all of them.
You cannot generalize it.
Yes, it's not generalizable.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe these are some cliche. I'm not sure whether these characteristics are true about these people or not.
Yeah. What about morals, Vita? The place that you've been born and the parents you have and the educational system that you've been through, the university that you go, is going to have some effects on your religion,
not only
on your
effect,
morals.
I think it is the most important factor, in my opinion, actually.
Yeah, of course it
because
is.
Because morals are not something that you just, you know, that comes from your genes or something.
Mm-hmm.
It is your situation, exactly the situation you're in it. I think when you're living in a place that you just don't feel comfortable, you have to go to another city, to another country, even, you know, even we have a verse in Quran that tells you, okay, you know, the angels, for example, asked the sinners that, why are you here? What was your situation in the earth? And they tell the angels that we were in a bad situation when we were on earth. And then angels tell these people, why didn't you migrate?
Yeah.
You know, and it is the point.
And we have it even in other verses that there are some people who would emigrate in order to keep their faith.
We have a verse that tells us to go and see the world and how and just see and observe that how God created other people. Exactly. And the thing is, your family, I think, is the most important source of your morality, your behavior, and anything you have in this life.
Yeah, I would say that it's not just the family, because the university and the school is going to have...
But where you go, for example, when you go to university, you know, it depends on the way your family think about, for example, the education system. For example,
but trust me, Bita, sometimes your friend would have a large impact on you.
I do agree with that.
Because not all people have the same characteristics. Mm-hmm. Some people are not so strong and they do not have a school of thought for themselves. And
even sometimes the effect of friends, I think, is stronger than family. Because you want it to be stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where you are, no matter where you live, no matter what situation you have, you can change it.
Exactly.
You
know, the debate of nature and nurture mm-hmm. Has got a long history. You can study, you can develop yourself, educate yourself in a way that you would look like a grown-up.
Yeah.
Like a person who've been elevated into a higher level. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار زكاة
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار زكاة لتصي دليلتك Once again.